G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M.
You and Grant.
And just talking about the weather, by the way, Friday afternoon in the Limestone Coast, beautiful day. I was broadcasting live from the main corner. It was sensational. And then the start of summer happened here in the Limestone Coast. And you never tell what the weather's going to do in the Limestone Coast, can you? Start of summer, and what a way to start. It looked like we were back in the middle of winter on Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening. And, well, it wasn't much better yesterday with the blowy conditions to start the day. Anyway.
You and Grant for breakfast.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M, Europe for you this morning, and the final countdown. It is 6:09, and it is fantastic to be with you this morning. I'd love to know what you're up to nice and early. You can always give me a call on 13 27 10. Now, weekend was absolutely massive. We had the toy run on the weekend. We had the fun run taking place yesterday, and fun run was sensational. Amazing to think that the weather held off for the fun run. It was wonderful. Got a bit blowy towards the end, and got to tip your hat to the runners who competed. My goodness, there were some amazing times, and Katri will tell us all about it across the morning this morning. It was great to see so many people out and about, though, despite the weather that we had in the Limestone Coast on the weekend. Now, as we start the day, there is a whole host of things to talk about. Katri is going to be back soon, keeping us up to date with everything that we need to know locally. I will do my best to tell you all about what you need to know as we start the day this morning.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Pioneers are in the news at the moment. You might have seen a post that I shared on the Triple M Facebook page on Friday. Decision makers for the Pioneers Basketball Club have been invited to attend a meeting in Melbourne. It's going to take place today during the course of the afternoon. Representatives of Basketball Australia, Basketball Victoria and Basketball South Australia are all going to be there, and hopefully they're going to work towards a possible solution to finding the Pioneers a competition to play in 2019. You might remember last week the Pioneers Basketball Club, the board received notice that the application for the team to join Basketball Victoria's Big V competition was denied. Now, Pioneers Basketball Club's future has been unknown since Basketball Australia announced the organisation would abandon its administration of the CBL in mid-August. And since then, the Pioneers board have done anything and everything possible to keep the Pioneers going for 2019. And today, I'm not sure, but today might be the final decision on what happens to the Pioneers and the 30-year history that we have of the Pioneers here in the Limestone Coast. I mean, it's been a sensational ride for the Pioneers and so many people. And one of the big things that I suppose have been talked about since mid-August is the fact that that so many people over a number of years have worked tirelessly, and I do mean tirelessly, to bring the Pioneers Basketball Club to the heights of competition in CBL. And boy, have we done amazingly well over the course of the years. It would be sad to see the demise of the club. But as I said, today is going to be the day, a meeting between Basketball Australia, Basketball Victoria and Basketball South Australia to work towards a possible solution for the Pioneers Basketball Club. Hopefully tomorrow we'll be able to tell you that there might be some good news for the Pioneers.
You and Grant.
Triple M.
Good morning, wherever you are across the Limestone Coast into the Western District of Victoria. It's 6:18. There's lots of stuff in the news today. In some parts of Australia, the sun is actually shining, and it's a timely reminder as summer starts that we need to be slipping, slopping and slapping. Probably more than that these days, but I'm a product of the 80s, and I remember the ads that were on with the little, was he a seagull? I think he was a seagull. Yeah, slip, slop, slap. I might just see if I can dig that jingle out later on this morning. That'll be something that we'll be singing all day today. Also, on 963 Triple M, fires in Queensland, not over yet. Hannah Rose Hamer is going to join us in probably the next 15 or so and tell us more about what's going on there. To find out what's going on locally, here is Katja. Good morning.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local headlines, the SA Country Fire Service has sent a further 21 firefighters to Queensland. Limestone Coast residents are being urged to keep their eyes out for scams. Officers have responded to a number of fires popping up as a result of concentrated lightning strikes, and locals are being urged to throw their support behind the 2018 Mount Gambier Community Mayor's Christmas appeal. All of that in sport coming up soon.
And on 963 Triple M, big shout out to the CFS and the SES and everybody who was out and about during the course of the wild weather on Saturday. I know we had a fire out at Wandillo that saw a number of people helping out to put the blaze out.
You and Grant. For breakfast.
Triple M. The one, the only, John Farnham. He's going to be amazing when he comes to the Old Jail. 2019 Red Hot Summer Tour is where it's all going to be taking place, and it will be a massive concert. I've got a couple of mates who have got tickets to it, and I am just so very, very jealous. Now, a 963 Triple M news and sport coming up for you. Before we go to news, I want to send out a shout out to a young bloke called Nathan. On the weekend, he lost his lock. Somerset Hotel was when it was all taking place. All the proceeds went towards cancer research, and I just think it's amazing that that a young bloke can decide to help out the Cancer Research Foundation and raise money. The Cut for a Cure is what it was called. We had the details on our Facebook page over the weekend, and I just reckon Nathan deserves a huge shout out.
Triple M. You and Grant.
They're just talking triplem.com.au. Not only are you going to find out all the latest national news and, of course, local news from around the Limestone Coast as well online, you are also going to get to go to our win page. Why do you want to go to our win page? It's very simple. Last week, I was lucky enough to give away $500 cold hard cash. Took place on Friday morning. This Friday morning, I've got another $500, a wad of cash that could well be yours. If you would like it, you need to jump online. You need to go to triplem.com.au, and we will see if we can make you a winner. It is all thanks to the team at Clark Rubber, Mount Gambier Central, The Marketplace, Henry Post Jewellers, Red Gum Country, big shout out to Wendy and the team down there, UFS Chemist, Cockies Auto Pro, She's Apples, Anvil Electronics, Atwood Shoes, and a host of other incredible businesses that I'm going to tell you about right the way across the day today. Jump online, you never know, I could be giving you a call, the Christmas cash call on Triple M. $500 could be yours in the lead up to the big day.
You and Graham.
For breakfast.
The Lobster Coast 963 Triple M. Reggae is in the news this morning. Reggae would have turned up, what, about 60s, 70s, maybe early 80s? Reggae was around. Apparently, reggae has been added to the UNESCO Cultural Heritage List. Isn't that cool?
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
Triple M, the lead up to Chrissy. There's been a lot of talk this year about the plastic bag ban that took place across the rest of Australia. It only took a decade for the rest of Australia to wake up to the fact that South Australians had put a bag ban in place and we were living wholly without having recycled bags. Now, one of the things that has taken place, I suppose, this morning, there is a bit of a story about how many bags have been taken out of circulation as a result of the plastic bag ban. And it is really, really cool to think that about 1.5 billion bags have been saved from going into the environment. It's an estimate, but that's how many single-use plastic bags by Coles and Woolworths have not been, I suppose, thrown into the environment as a result of the bag ban across the rest of Australia. And, well, in the lead-up to Chrissy, half of Australia is still whinging about the plastic bag ban, and it's something that we just take for granted here in South Australia after a decade.
You and Grant.
Triple M.
The Lobster Coast 963 Triple M. Some of the biggest stars in the music business have held a massive concert in honour of Nelson Mandela. It was the Global Citizens Festival. And it looked pretty huge from all accounts. Now, on 963 Triple M, we're going to find out what else is making news around the Limestone Coast and further afield this morning. And after 7, I'm going to talk all about Food Bank. They've got a fantastic fundraiser taking place at the moment. I'm going to give you more details on how you can be part of it. Milo's going to join us talking a whole heap of sport. And if it's happening in the world and you need to know about it as we start the day today, well, we're going to do our best to try and tell you all about it.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
Triple M.
You and Grant for breakfast.
On your local 963 Triple M, we are giving you the chance to win in the lead up to Chrissy. Not only have I got $500 cold hard cash on Friday that might well be yours, you can find out all the details on how you can be part of that at triplem.com.au. Go to our win page. If you go to our club page, you'll also find out about our summer beach house. Now, it's all thanks to the team at the brand new Ruby Apartments, and I'm going to tell you more about that later on this morning. But we are giving you the chance to go to the Triple M Summer Beach House on the Gold Coast. We're going to hook you up with flights, accommodation, $1,000 spending money, $500 to fill the fridge. We're even going to throw in passes to Dreamworld to top it all off. If you would like to know more, all you need to do, head to triplem.com.au. Become a member of the club. Go to the club page. You'll find out all the details online this morning.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Great to have your company this morning as the start of Monday. There is a whole host of big things coming up in the lead up to Chrissy. Going to do my best to tell you a little bit about some of it very, very soon. Melbourne is in the news today as we kickstart the week. Apparently, Rome and New York have better traffic than Melbourne does. Apparently, Melbourne beats everybody when it comes to congestion. I don't know whether you've been over to Melbourne lately or not, but it's become an absolutely huge city. And if you've been on the roads, my goodness, there is a lot of traffic around and a lot of choke points which cause the traffic delays. I am very happy that I go to Melbourne on public transport and just cruise around the city from there.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. If you love the Div Vinyls, let me tell you, I have absolutely sensational news. Aussie rockers, they're going to be touring Australia in 2019 and honouring the legacy of Chrissy Amphlett, who of course passed away a number of years ago now. There will be more details of this over the course of the next 24 hours as to dates and when tickets will go on sale, and I'll tell you all about it as those details come to light.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
Karch is here to tell us all about what is going on in the world of news. Good morning.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local headlines, residents are being urged to be wary of scams this holiday season. 21 firefighters from across the state have been deployed to Queensland. The City of Mount Gambier are calling for donations for the 2018 Mount Gambier Community Mayor's Christmas Appeal. And concentrated lightning strikes have caused a number of fires in the southeast. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Now on 963 Triple M, I talked about it earlier today, but if you'd like to know a little bit about what's going on in the men's sheds locally, I was lucky enough to catch up with Peter last week and talk about what was going on in the men's sheds right the way across the southeast and into the Western District of Victoria as well. It's a bit of a wrap for 2018, and the men's sheds just a fantastic way for blokes to get together to learn a few skills, to chat about things, and to hopefully do a little bit to help our health, because as we've talked about right the way through November, I mean, men are terrible at looking after ourselves when it comes to things like prostate cancer and testicular cancer and mental health. It's a fantastic opportunity to go and kick around with some blokes at the men's sheds across the region, and they do just some incredible work. So if you would like to know more about my chat with Pete, you can jump online, triplem.com.au.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M. Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
22-8, Milo's in the studio with me. All thanks to the team at Harvey Norman. We are talking sport. Good morning, mate.
Morning, Yui. Good morning, fellow coasters that are out there and haven't been blown away. What a weekend. It must be spring, but it's now summer.
yes, summer, first 2 days of summer and yeah, it rained.
Not to worry, this Mount Gambier reminds us occasionally where we live. Now, Country Basketball League, Victorian version, Southwest Men. The Chemist King Lakers were ready to go and take on the Colac Cookers for a rematch of last year's grand final. Well, the weather got them as well, because the game was cancelled due to an unsafe court, a count of moisture. So safety first there. Now, the Chemist King Lakers sit third on the ladder in a comp of 11 teams. And next weekend on the horizon, they will head over the border on Saturday to take on the Horsham Hornets. Last time it was 76-72 down. So this will be a challenge. So let's hope they can get up. And Sunday it'll be the Ararat Raiders, who are ninth on the ladder. And also back into action, the Mac Jaguar Millicent Magic Women. They sit third in the ladder of 8-5 wins, 2 losses. They'll head to Horsham as well, and they'll take on the Lady Hornets, who are second in that competition. And that'll be a good game as well, because the Hornets defeated the Millicent Girls 69-63 last time. Bring it on, getting close to the break for Christmas, of course. Now, Hoggies Wines Barber Shield, due to inclement weather, all matches were declared draws, so there was no cricket from the point of view of the major grade. But across the other grades with the bat, well done. 99 not out, Marcus McGrath in the C grade. 96, Matthew House from Glencoe C grade as well. And 86, Hayden Sanders from Yorl C grade. 84, Josh Doyle, Panola B grade. And 82, not out, Michael Johnson in the A grade. And special mention, 74, not out, the slugger, Tory Weaver from Glencoe in the B grade. With that ball, 5 for 40, nice little tally there. Robert Courtney in the C grade. And likewise, 4 for 9, Chris Vine from Glencoe. 4 for 12, James Fogo, Panola B grade. 4 for 22, Good Morning OK Pie Shop, Dwayne Barrett, going to Gambier Central C grade. And a special mention down in the under-14s, 3 for 1, Rajah Paday. So he plays for North Gambier, of course, the young fella. Now, Millicent District Cricket, they got all their matches done. It was Mount Burr 5 for 143. They drew with Millicent Footballers 4 for 67 there. So that one did get cancelled, obviously. Colts 9 for 155 were defeated by Rendlesham 1 for 158. And Millicent defeated Robe, no details there. And Kingston 163 defeated Beachport Ferner 69. And some standouts in that competition, 105 not out. Well done, Tyson Smith from Rendlesham. 75, Craig Watson, Kingston. 47 not out, Steve Hughes from Mount Burr. And 45, Brandon Tapfield from Kingston. Best with the pill, the all-rounder he was, Craig Watson, 5 for 34 for Kingston. 4 for 22, Ethan Bowen from Rendlesham. 3 for 4, Rob Francis, Mount Burr. We won't forget Jack Armfield from Kingston, 3 for 19. There's only one comp left. That's the Narracourt District, where the bat definitely prevailed. Warriors 8 for 240, Luke Munro 66, Lauren Bald 58. They defeated Kybe Bolote 4 for 128, Stewie Shepherd 46, Apsley 4 for 212, Clint Robertson another century, 111, Matt Treglione with 59. They were defeated by Townies 5 for 253, Matt Smith another century, 112 not out, and Sam Henschke 81. And in the last game, Padaway 4 for 204, Andy Stevens 77, Riley McCullum 52 not out. They were defeated by Lucendale 5 for 241. Tom Rankin, you guessed it, another ton, 118 not out. So great day with the bat there, the boys. Now, lucky last in the cricket, and it happened yesterday at Frew Park, the statewide country 2020 Champions Cup, the Southeast playoff, and it saw Mount Burr in the lead-up game defeat Narracourt. Well, Willaluka never turned up, which is a bit average, so South didn't have to play that first game. And in the final, it was South who took 8 overs to eclipse Mount Burr's tally of 87, the devil's number, of course, in cricket. And that means South will now progress to the next round with details to be advised by the South Australian Cricket Association.
Ewan Grant.
Triple M. Got to send a shout out to Pitty. He is an absolutely massive Rolling Stones fan, and I'm sure if he's got the opportunity, he will be going along to the Rolling Stones exhibit taking place in Sydney. It is on right the way through January and February this year. Tickets are available to what is an exceptional show. It is something to go and check out if you're heading towards Sydney at any stage.
You and Grant.
Triple M.
The brand new Ruby Apartments on the Gold Coast. We don't do ordinary.
Oh, they do not do ordinary indeed. The Ruby Apartments, we want to send you there. It's the Triple M Summer Beach House. And not only do we want to send you to the Gold Coast to rest and relax and have a little bit of fun, we want to give you a whole heap of prizes to do so as well. We want to throw in $1,000 spending money. We want to give you $500 to fill the fridge. We're going to throw in Dreamworld tickets, and we've got all the flights and accommodation that you need. It's all sorted for you. 5 nights on the Gold Coast could well be yours. What you need to do, you need to become a member of the Triple M Club, because each and every week we are giving you extraordinary experiences like going to the Triple M Summer Beach House. We are giving you the chance at incredible prizes and once-in-a-lifetime opportunities just by being a member of the Triple M Club. Plus, on top of all the really cool stuff that we're giving away, we give you the chance to influence the music that you hear right here on the Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M. Become a member of the Triple M Club. It's really easy to do. Head to triplem.com.au, and you never know, you could be at the Summer Beach House on us. Wouldn't that be nice?
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
Triple M.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman, Mount Gambier.
Milo is back talking more sport across the Limestone Coast. G'day again, mate.
Yes, and yesterday all the action, the Rotary Lakes Blue Lake Fun Run. Fun for some, and no doubt a few had minor injuries, but you'll get over them, and no doubt everyone enjoyed themselves. Now in the big one, the 10.4K distance. First in, and gee, I'll have to make sure I get this right, a new name to me and a new winner in the male category, 42-year-old Bocharb Chef Nayu, and he'll know who he is, so great run there, no record. And first female home, had a great record over seasons in this one. Good morning, Lucendale, Nikki Smart, and of course, she's still running good times as well. Now, the 6.8-kilometre circuit. First in was Finn Johnson, 18-year-old young fella, and the first female. Probably a connection here, don't know. 17th was Melanie Johnson, and she's 28. So well done to those two. And in the 3.2K circuit, it was first Dylan Morton, a 15-year-old, and 10th was the first female. Well done, Rosie Collins. So you all come back 2019. Now, rugby, Limestone Coast Rugby, the last minor round. Panthers 30 defeated Raiders 24. Jets 38 defeated Bulls 30. So that means we're into finals next Saturday in Horsham, and it's dead set Victoria versus South Australia. Bring it on. Warrnambool Raiders top versus Blue Lake Knights fourth, and the Gundit Jamara Bulls second will clash with the Narracourt Jets third. And, of course, the winners will progress to the grand final in Warrnambool on Saturday the 15th. Of December. The softball girls did their stuff, and it was Warriors Blue 9 defeating Concord's White 2. Mouldy Sofe hits a note. Late inclusion, Georgia Hood 3 and a home run there. Imogen Walker and Emma Hartung with 2 apiece. Now Demons 15, 2 good for Wanderers 2. Sofe hits of the multiple version, Bella Morale with 3. Cody Manning 2, along with Montana Millard, Mackenzie Millard, R. Mathers and Karen Cawthon. And well done, Montana Millard, a home run. I reckon she's already got one this season, so she's got her eye in. Warriors White 14 defeated Concord's United 3. Multiple safe hits all came from Concord's Dana Jones and Julie Beck with 2 apiece. The South East Coast Basketball League, the men, it was Cougars 73, Kane DeWitt 30, and Braden Uzi 20. They defeated Panthers 65, Kyle Tippany and Brad Rathjen with 15 apiece, and Ruse 100. Well done, Brody Jolly 30. I'd say that'd be a family record. Dale Backman 27, defeated Bulldogs with Simon Burkfield 28, and Bro Matt with 18. Bulldogs Red 81, Lockie Hunter 20. Likewise, Good Morning Narracourt, Matt Black. They defeated Cats 76. Tom Daly in the points, the Pioneers captain, 25, and youngster Jordan Gould with 14. Getting closer to another win, the young Cats team from Millicent. And in the women, Panthers 72, Emily Close 26, Tara Bryant 18. They defeated Bulldogs 68, Ellen Brown 15, and Jess Howard with 14. Lucky last, the Cats were purring 65, Olivia Fuller 28, Lucy Denton, one of the young guns, with 19. They defeated Cougars 42, Sarah Ritter was 16 and Carol Uzi with 13. And yesterday it was up at Panola, and it was a Veolia Limestone Coast Women's Football League football clinic, and they had an encouraging roll up. There were 20 participants for the school session, and 10 of the 11 coaches turned up to expand their knowledge for the season that starts Sunday the 3rd of February. So no doubt there'll be a big build-up towards Christmas, and then the girls will be back getting rid of those excess Ks and back into action. And like all of us, of course.
You and Graham.
For breakfast.
Right the way across the Limestone Coast, it is 963 Triple M. Now, I told you that I just put a post up on the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page. It is all about history today, and it comes from Ockett LaRue. Now, today marks the 218th year since Captain Grant, West East Sea Voyage on board the Lady Nelson, took him past our coastline, naming Mount Gambier and a few other features such as Mount Shank, Cape Banks and Cape Northumberland as well. You can check out all the details online on our Facebook page today, but the features that he named 218 years ago are still the features that we call them today, which is pretty, pretty cool. And I'm amazed that it's been 218 years since Captain Grant sailed past and went, this is what we're going to call Mount Gambier.
Ewan Grant
for breakfast.
The Lobster Coast 963 Triple M. They tell me that Peter Frampton really had a tough time making it big, and it wasn't until he created a live album that he went to meteoric heights. And he was pretty much the first person to have a live album ever. He started a movement from there, let me tell you. Now, on 963 Triple M, 24 after 8, News and Sport is on the way. And in the lead up to News and Sport, there are some pretty cool things coming up on the weekend this weekend. There's going to be the can drive for Food Bank. Food Bank are looking for donations of canned food at the moment. And if you can help out in any way, shape or form, they would love to hear from you. This weekend, Carter's Foodland 2018 Christmas pageant is on up in Narracourt. It is going to be sensational in the town squares. And there's a whole host of other things that are going to go on over the course of the weekend that I am going to tell you about during the course of the week.
Ewan Grant
for breakfast.
There are calls for a state of emergency and for the army to be deployed in France after landmarks were attacked during intense riots. It's one of the stories that's making news this morning. When it comes to the government is still in the news, and Malcolm Turnbull is not being nice to the current government and our Prime Minister ScoMo. And just talking of that, one of the things that I truly only found out today is the fact that ScoMo drives a government car. Obviously, he does. And the identification for the government car that he drives is C1. Now, I'm not going to say anything about what that C might stand for, but I thought it was very interesting, and I did happen to have a little snigger at the time.
Ewan Grant.
For breakfast.
Triple M. Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Greetings again, listeners. Milo, Triple M, we're talking local sport. The sport is touch. Our regular commentator, good morning, Megan Von Duvey.
Good morning.
Now, the game pounds out, and of course, round 8 last Wednesday, it was a wipeout. Tiki Roos 8 demolished Vesta Vikings zip, and we've got to give Jason Brooks a mention because he got 5 touchdowns. Now, the next game, the Penola Eagles 7 defeated your mob, Tiki Blues 4. So, gee, Penola have made a statement. They're in the mix for finals.
Yeah, they played really well. Their boys are really quick and their girls are really smart, and we were very flat-footed. So, yeah, they did a great job.
Obviously, you got some improvement to do there, Coach. And, of course, Joel Vertonghen with 3 having a great season and backed up by the other youngster, Jacob Robbie, with 2. And those boys will probably be into pre-season footy training. So that means they'll even be meaner and fitter. Now, the shootout, the match of the night, what a game. Panthers 10. They went down to Tiki Tigers 11. So Panthers as well, even though they're not in the 4 at the moment, they're saying we're a chance for the finals as well.
Yeah, they started off really slow. So half time it was 8-3 to Tiki Tigers. So Panthers came back in the second half. They've just got to work out how to do it right from the beginning.
Yeah, and in the scoreline, Brodie Clark back and playing good touch, 3, and Josh Whedon consistent with 2. Now, Bryce Strachan-Strawn, I'll have to get you to find out the correct pronunciation because I had it the same in every area, 2. Now, we've got to mention Cindy Itzright. Gee, another 2 votes. Now, when do the BNF votes go into camera, Megan?
So when we start back after Christmas, we won't be posting them up anymore. So there'll be 2 more rounds and then it'll be a mystery after that.
A big surprise. And Fraser Howard, well done with 3 touchdowns. Now, this Wednesday night, your podiatrist touch footy, round 9 of 14, second to last before Christmas. Tiki Roos 1 will take on Penola Eagles 4. And the Eagles are in full flight. Will the Roos bring them back to earth?
I think so. I think the Roos probably will get over the line, but it'll probably be closer than what we think.
Now, Tiki Tigers back in the winners list 3rd. They're snarling, and it'll be Vesta Vikings will be the victim there, and they're winless. So we can't see Tigers losing that one, I don't think.
No, I think Tigers will definitely probably get over the line with that one. They're playing good touch.
And lucky last, Cooper's Giants 6th looking for their second win, and Panthers 5th in the hunt for a final spot. This is going to be a good game.
It will be a good game. It's the original students against the teachers, so I'm going for Panthers.
And Megan, considering the size of the association here, you guys would have to be really chuffed with the effort and where the men and mixed sides finished in that carnival in Ballarat last weekend.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of people from a lot bigger affiliates than us there and a lot closer to, you know, more touch than we are over there in Victoria. So, we did a great job.
Megan, as always, may the touch be with you and the best sides win at the Mecca of the night. Just go for it. We'll talk to you next week.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
Triple M. The Lobster Coast 963 Triple M. As you go to work this morning, if you're feeling a little old today, I am going to reinforce that, because if you remember Michael Jackson's Thriller music video, premiered 35 years ago today, that makes me feel very, very old. There are a number of incredible facts about the Thriller album, and I might see if I can share one or two of them with you in the lead up to nine.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
The Lobster Coast 963 Triple M, 35 years since Thriller was released, and Hollywood legend Fred Astaire, huge fan of Michael Jackson's. Jackson apparently taught him how to do the moonwalk. He was almost going to be one of the Thriller extras. I'm going to leave you with that today. Don't forget, if you'd like the chance of $500 cold hard cash, it is Triple M's Christmas cash call, and it's back on Friday. You could be a winner. Jump online, triplem.com.au. Go to our win page, find out all the details. I'll catch you tomorrow. See you then.